Want to welcome everyone to the regular Board of Commissioners meeting. It's Tuesday, March 5th, 2024, 9 a.m. First, let's have the Pledge of Allegiance. Please join me.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, thank you. Next, we can have a motion to approve the minutes of February 27th and a special meeting February 28th.
Motion to approve the meeting minutes for February 27th, 2024, and February 28th, 2024, special meeting. Second.
I have a motion and a second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed, nay. The ayes have it. Review agenda. Nothing to add from staff?
Staff has nothing to add.
Nothing to add. Okay. With that, Amanda, can you please play our public comment?
The purpose of the public comment period is to give the audience an opportunity to provide comments to commissioners regarding agenda items or other topics. It is an official, on-the-record communication geared toward giving information and opinions to consider in the decision-making process. While the commissioners welcome hearing from you, please know that the comment period is not an opportunity for dialogue with commissioners or for posing questions with the expectation of an immediate answer. Many questions require an opportunity for information gathering and deliberation. For this reason, the commissioners will accept comments, but will not directly respond to comments, questions, or concerns raised during the public comment period. Audience members who wish to speak should raise your hand to be called upon by the chairman, or virtual participants use the raise hand feature. Come to the podium, or virtual participants unmute your microphone when called upon. State your name and address for the record. And after speaking, write your name and address on the record sheet. Virtual participants do not complete this step. To allow every participant an opportunity to be heard, public comments will be limited to 3 minutes per speaker. The chairman will indicate when your allowed time has elapsed. In the interest of running an orderly meeting, we ask that you do not duplicate comments made by a previous speaker. Instead, please simply confirm your agreement with previous statements. When appropriate, the commissioners may refer an item identified during public comments to the county administrator for further action. Please note that if a speaker intends to give commissioners any records of any kind as a part of a presentation, the records must be handed directly to the clerk of the board for distribution.
Okay, thank you. With that, anyone here in Prosser wishing to come forward? Kennewick, anyone in Kennewick, please come forward. Good morning.
Good morning, Tina Gregory. I'm here today to ask each of you to step up against mail-in voting. I'm a poll watcher. I'll be heading there from here. I see where no ID has a huge problem. You can harvest someone's ballot, put an X on the signature line, and sign any name as a witness, and it passes. You can have printed signatures on file for years, yet sign in cursive, and it passes as their signature. You can have a squiggle of initials for years, then a long squiggle full name, and pass. I know our local workers work hard, yet there is too much room for error and fraud. We need in-person voting with ID, and it can be done. Second, we have a bill on the floor again on hate crime. Who gets to decide what hate crime is? Turn your neighbor in, get $2,000 awarded to you. So much corruption in our government. It's time we, the people, stand against the destruction of our freedom of speech. January 6th was a huge lie of FBI and CIA. They had several instigators involved and planned it. The videos don't lie, yet our government was allowed to have a committee that prosecuted people that never went into the Capitol building. They hired professional movie makers and added sound and wanted it to be as a series, and that's their words. Then they decided to delete all the evidence as they lost their committee. Where is justice? Another journalist who was reporting the day outside got arrested last week. We the people want justice. Our open borders are destroying our resources. We have our government funding their travel. Women and children are being trafficked. Prisons are being emptied into our country. These illegals are receiving cell phones, money, medical, housing, and food. Yet our seniors, homeless, and veterans are ignored. We have laws for legal immigration. I love the melting pot of America. We need to follow laws that are already in place. It's time local action has national impact. Stand up for what is right. Finally, we want the pornography out of our schools and libraries. We want the indoctrination out also. It's up to families to teach beliefs and morals, not the public schools. It's time we take a stand. We need God in America again, and we need justice for all. Lord, I lift up these leaders to you that you have allowed here. I pray they receive visions and are drawn to bring glory to you and do something that is right for our community. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you.
Anyone online?
I don't see any hand raised online.
No. Okay. Well, with that, let's move on to the consent agenda.
I'll make a motion to approve the consent agenda items A through V.
Need a pull K.
Pull K. And we're going to go ahead and pull K?
Yeah.
Okay.
Second?
Second.
Okay, a motion and a second to approve items A through V, pulling item K. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes have it. The motion passes. With that, scheduled business, we have a finance presentation from Linda Ivey.
Morning, commissioners.
Morning.
Okay, you're going to have to come help me because it's not coming up. But I'll start while you do that. So today we're here presenting. We have to present 3 or 4 times a year to update the public and the commissioners on where we're at on our budget. So today we're presenting on year end 2023, how we came out. So we'd be 50% through the year. Now, just to be clear, this was as of you left me and it's not working. 2/22, so the auditors will continue to move money back to 2023. So it's not our final numbers, but it's good enough to, you know, give you guys the flavor of where we're sitting right now. Thank you. All right. So In our actuals, and I'll put these online afterwards for the public, our general fund is where we're going to start, and our revenues and expenditures. But the first two screens include the ARPA grant, and I would like to go to where we take the ARPA grant out because it makes our numbers look odd. Okay, so for real property tax, we're at 49%, so we're in good shape. Local sales tax, we're a little high, we're at 54%. And I did move in the 2 months for the previous year. So we're gonna end up 2023 a little high on sales tax, which is good, we need it. Criminal sales tax is a little bit high. So overall our taxes are at 51%. And so we're 1% high. Licenses and permits are at 54%. And those are like planning fees, zoning fees, gun permits, okay? Our intergovernmental revenue, which is our grants, are about 47%, and those always come in a month behind. So we'll probably be okay. When you get down to goods and services is 47%. So just to let you know, as I said in the previous ones, jail services are not coming in. DOC contract. When we did this budget in 2022, we were in the middle of COVID. And so we budgeted some revenue for DOC. And we're not getting any DOC revenue. And so that's why this number is low.
Yep.
Because it's such a big number. I mean, we have a lot of low things in goods and services and fines and penalties. But this is a big number, and that's why it drives it down.
Quick question on that is: I know we had that contract before COVID,
mm-hmm.
and then it went away. So, is there any way we can get it back? Like, are we working on that, or
we're trying?
I know we're trying.
DOC
No.
The state's released, I don't know what, 4,000 prisoners or something like that. So they don't need jail space.
Okay.
They used to.
Gotcha.
I mean, they keep a couple of local.
Right.
Now
we have a contract with DOC. We just don't have any.
State emptied out their prisons. They got room.
And if I may, I've had a recent conversation with the chief, and he's been in discussions with Department of Corrections on starting to bring some of those inmates back. So.
Okay. So there might be some potential.
Yep.
Okay.
So we do have contracts with Grant County,
Adams County,
uh-huh. and then the feds.
Yeah.
Correct. Just not as high as we budgeted because we thought it would recover after COVID. And we didn't. Okay. Fines and penalties are only at 33%. So we just basically over budgeted in the middle of COVID. I guess people, when they did their budgets for fines and forfeitures, maybe budgeted too high. So that's something we're going to have to address when we budget next time to get down to what we really feel it's going to end up being. Okay.
That's been a slow, steady decline anyway.
It has been on
the courts decline. Can't collect, the state say,
As we're going now, it's going to continue to decline.
Right. We just need to be realistic when we budget next time that this might be where we're at. Mm-hmm. Okay. And this each department does their own fines and forfeitures. So when they turn in their budget, they're the first number we see. So they need to, take a look. They would know best.
Yep.
The investment miscellaneous revenue is primarily investment revenue. And of course, it's up, so we'll take it.
I see the treasurer back there.
Right. We still have that ARPA grant in there that for like $20 million, so we get to collect the interest off that. It will eventually go away as we spend it over the next 2 years, but right now it is helping us out, and we will take it. Other financing sources are our annual operating transfer, which is basically juvenile, and I already did it for the year. So if you look on revenues where we're at, we're 50% through the year, and we're almost 48% of revenue. So we're okay. Thank you to sales tax. Thank you to interest. We need to work on goods and services and fines and penalties in the next budget cycle. Any questions on the revenues? Okay.
It's tight.
Yeah.
It's a good thing interest is up and sales tax came back.
That helped.
It helped. And, we did this budget 2 years ago.
Yeah.
In the middle of COVID. So I'm just happy we're at 50%.
Yep.
So let's just say that. So on the expenditure side, everybody pretty looks good. They should be at 50%. Everybody's pretty close. The clerk always looks low, and that's because we have this thing called the Blake decision, and so she has an expenditure in her budget that doesn't have any expenditure, so it throws her off, which makes her numbers skewed, but she's pretty close to her percentage that she's supposed to be. I don't know who else to point out. Everybody's doing pretty well. Office of Public Defense went down near the bottom, 136, looks like they're underspending, but we had asked them to use public safety tax dollars first. They can choose which side to use first when they code a bill, so they choose public safety tax first, and so this number will catch up in the second year of the budget cycle. So on our expenditures, we're at 46%, we're 50% through the year. So we're actually doing pretty good. We've had, as everybody knows, turnover and things like that help affect the understanding. So we're a little bit under.
Can I ask a quick question on that?
Sure.
I know it's going to be kind of a controversial type question, but I'm just going to be honest. So I know these budgets. I'm looking at these budgets and stuff, and we're just under 50% on some of those. So that looks good on paper. It looks good on paper. But realistically, as some of these, I feel some of these budgets have been overly bloated per se. They have a lot of money, and so it's easy to go ahead and look like you're not spending your budget because it's been a lot of yeses. You've created a big amount of funding there, and it maybe shouldn't be there. It should be here, and it was here more more accurate, maybe that would look a little different. So I'm kind of putting you on the spot on that, because what do you think of what I just said? And just be straight up.
I'm going to be Switzerland, but
I knew you would.
I am going to point out that when you do a two-year budget, that the second year of the budget, which we're entering, will have most likely an unbudgeted colon.
Yep.
And so being a couple percent low usually seems to work out in the end, because typically it's an unbudgeted colon that they're finding in their baseline. But yes, there are departments that have...
Oh, you're being Switzerland. I'll just say
a little excess.
Yes. So. And we need to go ahead and clean that up a little bit, in my opinion. And I think we're going to go ahead and do that in this next session. I'd like to see that and reallocate funding where funding actually needs to be done.
In the new budget.
In the new budget. Because, like I said, I think things have gone on too long, and too many yeses and not enough noes. And if we don't correct this, we could be potentially not as bad as Franklin County, but we could be there. And I look at it as we'd rather do a little bit of pain now than a whole lot of pain later. Right. And so when I'm looking at these budgets, it concerns me when I see that number, because I don't think it's artificial. I can give one area a ton of money and they can spend it and right below it and it looks good. But is it really that much money that's really needed for that place?
Correct.
Okay.
And as the other two commissioners know, last budget cycle was rough. Mm-hmm. It was challenging. We worked a lot of hours to just cover baseline.
Yep.
And so I don't know why we would misconceive ourselves that this time will not be just as challenging.
Yeah. Switzerland, I can't believe it.
I know.
I have a deputy administrator.
Is Switzerland actually neutral anymore since they joined?
I have a deputy administrator, though. I'm going to put him on the spot. As I'm talking, he's bobbleheading going, uh-huh, he agrees. There you go.
So Switzerland is a beautiful country. The mountains.
Okay, so public safety sales tax. Of course, sales tax is up over what we budgeted, so it's a little bit high. It's not, I mean, even though the percent's high, that's only about 600,000 above what we wanted to be at this point, which... in the sales tax world, that could be gone tomorrow. But so sales tax is a little bit high on public safety tax. Of course, interest is nicely high. And so we're at 54%. So maybe you're 600,000 ahead at this point. Not the size of our budgets. That's not a lot.
Budget dust.
Because the general fund, you know, you're 173 million. So, okay. On the expenditure side, so as we budgeted last time, we budgeted to spend down fund balance, because we're trying to get everybody to use the fund balance, and the fund balance has been coming down. You know, we're down to 13 million this month, and we started, I think, two years ago at 17 million. So we are coming down, just not coming down as fast as we had budgeted, and because we have a little bit of under usage. So our under usage main areas in the corner, he's having trouble finding a forensic pathologist. Mm-hmm. And so that is our biggest one that is underspending. Non-departmental, that's us. That's our radio tower and our road and our shooting range. And so that'll all be gone and catch up here. It's just a matter of timing. Planning was a little low because they had a code enforcement officer not start till March.
And then Linda, real quick, I just want to, I had a question for Matt. Matt, you just can just shake your head one way or the other. That, like, even that $600,000 you said we're above a little bit, I know as we're going forward on BCES, so I want my two counterparts to understand that. We're talking about a microwave tower and all kinds of things like that. Would that be some of the money we'd allocate for that? Or?
Yeah, we could certainly, I mean, we're looking at our share of that probably being $1 million. We had not planned for that expense
to
come this year. So.
Yeah. It's significant. I know that City of Richmond is probably going to go do the same thing. They're using some of their funding from public safety sales tax from microwave tower. We weren't going to do it. Usually it was based off population, but at three cities against two counties. And so, you know, they're going to save money. They're going to save money. And so we're going to do 5 equal shares of ownership into it. So that's probably where this would be good for that money to go there for a one-off.
It's got a one-time money.
Yep.
That needs to be done, though.
Yeah. Yep.
It'd be nice if it happened during this budget year versus putting it in the next one.
But so I'm just letting the departments know the money's probably spent.
Yeah.
Beware.
Okay. So as far as expenditures, nothing really jumped out at me besides the coroner struggling to find a pathologist. Otherwise, we are seeing the fund balance go down a little bit each month. And so we'll still have a little fund balance when we do our budget this year. Any questions? Thank you. All right. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Thank you, Linda. Appreciate that.
Okay.
There we go. Wasn't coming up. Okay. Okay. Let me see. Finance presentation, other business. Commissioner McKay, any other business?
Just an update on the juvenile justice center. We had 2 meetings last week, and we're getting a lot closer on design and everything. And it's going good. Maybe Matt and Jared could answer, but I don't know how, like, time frame of, like, when we're submitting drawings for permits and stuff. But after meeting for the past, I don't know, 4 or 6 months, we finally got it down to where the design's looking good. Cost wise, we've really been spending time on making sure we can still make this budget happen and stuff. And so I know people in the juvenile center are excited to get it going. And again, I mentioned before, walking through it, the first time I got elected, I'm like, this place needs a massive facelift. And but we're also adding on and doing other rooms and control rooms and stuff. And so it's yes, we're moving along. I think we probably aren't going to start construction probably until the fall or, you know, next year, but we finally got design done on that. So,
That was a brand new building when I first became a police officer. What, you were in grade school then?
Was that 1920?
Yeah, Kay wasn't even born.
1920. Wasn't even. So a couple of years before World War One, I tell me. And then one last thing too, I don't know if you guys saw it too, but I saw that email, regarding Dale Wilson, you know, doing the code enforcement. Mm-hmm. So I give him props for helping us clean up, you know, the rural counties and stuff. And so I saw the pictures that he sent and or that Shell sent. And I'm glad that he's really, so I give him props. I appreciate what he's doing. Yep. and getting things taken care of.
Agreed.
Just 2 quick things. One is when I'm talking about finance, and I know our finance manager is doing a great job and stuff like that. I'm not trying to pick on any particular department. I just want to make sure we're being good stewards of taxpayers' dollars. And I think there's some room for some improvement. I do want to go ahead. We had our special public meeting last week in reference to Clearview AI. As you both know, I can't turn my brain off sometimes. So I will think about things and see how we can go ahead and come up to maybe a resolution on that. I know that we're going to be gone on a waste management cleanup thing to bring more, trying to bring more money in to the county here. So that's next week, maybe the following week, if you don't mind. I might do like about a 3-minute presentation on other business to talk about maybe three layers of what we could do as on the county side, the commissioner's side, to get feedback to the sheriff's office if they want to proceed going forward with it. I think it makes sense. I think it's good. It makes sense. I think the citizens of the county would probably appreciate that. And anyway, that's what I'm looking at. Okay. I just want to give you guys a heads up.
Well, thank you. I mentioned that workshop. I'd like a unanimous agreement. We come up with that.
Yep.
Yeah. So, I appreciate you. Thank you.
Yeah, appreciate it. Thank you.
I don't have anything. You said we're at the nuclear waste conference next week. Anything? Matt, anything?
Oh, I got one. Sad day. Russell Wilson got released. Denver Broncos. Sad day. I guess I should have stayed the Seahawks.
Yeah. I don't follow football that much. Okay. Ken, anything?
Taxes are coming in.
Yeah.
We're about 4.3% collected, so.
Okay.
Which is a little better than normal.
Yeah. Any electeds in Kennewick? Can't see the small. No. Okay.
Oh, there's, see Bill.
Bill, anything? No, he's just waving.
No.
Okay. Okay, with that, I'll call the meeting adjourned. Everyone have a good rest of the week, and thanks for attending.